Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kiwa.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello!
Hello!
Oh my goodness.
Here we are.
You've got such fun energy.
Ah.
You got an orange shirt on.
I've got a bright orange shirt on. Really orange. Really orange.
Yeah, but this is the colour of my country.
Yes, it is. I wore it for you.
Thank you.
I wore it for you because I thought you might feel homely when you saw me.
I do. I do feel like I'm at home.
Did you see me and think, oh, I've just been transported?
Yeah, I do. And it was recently King's Day.
King's Day?
Back in all the NL.
I thought it was Wednesday.
So I do feel like, you know, I missed the big day where everything becomes orange and everyone goes mental.
Is that what they do? Everyone wears orange?
Yeah, everyone wears orange and there's just like, everyone's basically outside all day and there's just like concerts everywhere.
Is it like St. Patrick's Day kind of?
Yeah, but like the whole country actually does it. It's really fun.
Wait, that sounds great.
It's really fun. Yeah. It's like whatever you feel about the monarchy, that's actually a really fun day.
It's just a laugh, just a good laugh.
It's just a laugh everywhere. People like host like big flea markets. Every town has events.
That sounds really fun.
It's really fun. Yeah.
Did you do anything for the king's coronation here?
Listen, I did not.
You did not? Lucas, I saw you outside Buckingham Palace waving your flag.
You said you wouldn't tell anyone about my
secret royal flag waving.
I did not watch it. It looked dull.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I gigged in Edinburgh all weekend, and after every set I did, I tried to get them to sing God Save the King, and they didn't.
But it has made me believe that the pledging of allegiance is just something that we should all be doing, just like when you feel like the moment's right.
Yeah.
Like, say, instead of being like having the boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever discussion, just be like, I think you should pledge allegiance to me.
Yes, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Just trying to imagine that's Louise's face if I asked her to pledge allegiance.
Do you know what I mean?
To me.
Try not to have sex after that.
I don't think we will succeed.
Who would wear the crown?
I'd wear the crown.
Yeah, you wear the crown in the relationship.
On my ass.
Yeah.
Do you wear the crown in the relationship?
Yeah.
I think so. I think so because she is not here to say otherwise.
Yes. Mm. I think Patrick would wear the crown in our relationship.
Where would he wear it?
Because I respect the patriarchy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I call it the patriarchy.
Because he makes you. What is it called, Mickey?
It's the patriarchy. I'm sorry, I'll pledge allegiance again. I'm sorry.
Pledge allegiance to the patriarchy. I swear allegiance.
I just, yeah, I just feel like people aren't respecting the patriarchy as much as they should be.
Listen.
And yes, that is something he's taught me to say.
This is a line you're reading off a bit of paper. Patrick has written you a little speech.
Yeah, he has. Yes. He's written me a list of things that I have to remember.
What?
One, respect the patriarchy.
Watch, respect the patriarchy.
Two,
patriarchy. Kiss a little kisses. Picture of Patrick all day long.
Yeah.
All day
long. Oh, I almost forgot.
There it is. He's very demanding, actually.
He's incredibly demanding.
Yeah.
And don't ask him about this.
I won't.
Okay? Because he will deny it.
He's very sensitive.
But he's great for tourism.
He's lovely
for tourism.
Yeah.
I sometimes just go stand outside your house.
Mm.
Point.
There he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He waves. He comes and stands out on the balcony.
He waves with his crown on.
His big crown on. Yeah.
But if you ask him directly, he will deny that any of this is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though we've all seen it.
Everybody's seen it. Yeah. It's constant.
Let me ask you this. You excited about summer?
I'm excited about summer. Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. Today, I was just discussing this with Lucas before. I was outside.
Mm.
No jacket.
Oh.
Yeah.
No pants?
No pants.
No jacket, no pants.
No jacket, no pants.
Just how you like it. Here. Summer Mickey's out. Summer Mickey's ready. I love wearing no pants. Like, you know when you're on your period and you have to wear pants in bed?
Do you normally go no pants?
In bed?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, if it's warm, no pants. But if I'm wearing pajamas.
We're talking English pants, right?
Yeah.
So no underwear.
Yeah, I'm not wearing jeans in bed. You're American pants. Yeah.
I was like, maybe you're talking about like no pajama bottoms.
No, I will wear pajama bottoms and no pants.
Oh, really?
In bed, yeah.
Commander.
I don't sleep in pants. Yeah. Do you sleep in pants?
Yes.
Every night?
Yes. I don't like not wearing pants.
You got to let it breathe, Mickey.
When Patrick and I have sex, I'm like, just...
Finish the sentence. Just find your way around them.
Just bunch up.
Well, I don't like wearing pants in bed. We call it bum jail when you have to wear pants in bed.
Oh, that's really fun.
So if she's on a period, she'd be like, I can't believe I'm in bum jail right now.
That's really adorable. And when Patrick and I turn around, like, we'll have like a cuddle before bed.
Yeah.
And then there's like the, we're not people that like sleep cuddling.
Yeah.
So then we'll do the sort of like moment where we go, okay, and then we like turn around and we both like have butts facing,
touch
often,
bums,
and often butts will touch, and then we go butts before we go to bed.
Oh, I love that. That's real nice. Yeah. Louisa and I sleep like two otters in a storm.
Yes.
Clinging. Yeah. It's not comfortable.
Right. Each other.
Yeah. Otters in storms. You know, it's like two otters in a storm, and they're like, we have to cling together because we're going to get washed away. Like, we hold each other. You know that. You know what I'm talking about with these otters.
You mean like the old couple in the Titanic level?
I nearly said that, and I thought, is that too sad? But yeah, we sleep like we're on a sinking ship.
Sinking ship.
And we've accepted our fates.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those people are cowards. No one talks about how that couple is a bunch of cowards.
Yeah.
You're not even going to try and get up on the ship.
I didn't see that guy try and put a baby on a boat at all.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not
helping
anyone. Think
about how many babies that guy could have saved.
Too busy trying to get some. I don't sleep in pants. I don't sleep in pants.
Nice.
And I don't like being in bum jail.
All right, great.
I do a fun bit where if she's in bum jail, I talk about how I'm campaigning for liberation. And I'm like, the bum's definitely innocent. Wrongfully convicted bum. And I'm working day and night tirelessly to get justice.
Is this a bit you both enjoy?
No. She's usually asleep by the time the bit's over.
You're still doing it. You've got costumes. Yeah.
I'm the
now
lawyer.
I'm the judge.
I'm the prosecutor. You're going to be in jail for a long time. I've never met such an evil bum.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That is good stuff. Should we get a guest in?
I'd love to get a guest in.
Let's do it. Our guest today is Sarah Barron.
A fantastico guest today.
Fantastico.
Terrific comedian. Wonderful podcaster, has just done a very successful podcast about Succession.
should be successful.
Cry Crotch and Normcore, it's called.
Yes.
And it's brilliant. She's very, very, very talented, very, very funny. And I like her a lot.
Me too.
I like seeing her face.
Yeah, me too.
I like looking at it.
All right.
I like looking her in the eyes.
All right, great.
So
let's get her in.
So let's get her in.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode. Sarah! Baron is here.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Please start by screaming your name.
I love it. I'm starting by checking to make sure that my hair is settled.
Okay. It is settled. It's happy. You
is
look
it
great.
Happy?
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
I feel like I've been having a shedding recently. Have either of you ever had a shedding?
A shedding?
Do you know about shedding?
Shedding hair? Yes,
yes. Well, your hair starts to shed.
Yes.
No, I don't think I've ever experienced that. But it's not something I would notice. I'm not observant enough to see that.
Oh, I think that you would notice. I also think it's like a sign of your good mental health that you haven't had a shedding.
No, oh, really?
No, my hair is everywhere.
I have terrible mental health.
Fabulous hair.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Not manifesting it.
You do have fabulous hair, to be fair.
Sarah. Thanks so much. This is very kind of you guys.
Nice. How are you, Sarah?
I was saying to the other Sarah.
Other Sarah, yeah.
That little tease. She's, you know, you have these, like, whenever I would see Sarah and she'd be like, hey, how are you? And I'd be like, oh, I'm really stressed out. Like, she's that person who I was always greeting.
I thought it was a personality thing, to be honest.
Which it might be. But I just, and then I had a note to myself. I was like, the next time you see Keyworth, like, just, you don't need to always greet her with your stress and anxiety.
Right.
Just, like, be a little, hey, yeah, I'm great. You, what's up with you? Just, like, cool and collected. And that was my note for myself.
She didn't
today.
Do that.
No, I didn't do it. And then I saw her and I was like, sorry, my computer didn't cover. Like, I just, you know, some people, and I think it's because you're, you have like a lean back baby and it just a and
very
it
cool.
brings
very
out cool.
depressed
my
dead behind the eyes. Yeah.
Cool and collected, baby. Yes.
It's depressed dead behind the eyes. I think
it's
you're fine.
About branding.
Okay.
Cool and collected.
Yeah. It is about branding, cool and collected. And so I feel like it brings out my,
I get it.
Yeah. Whereas if someone has that same thing to them, I'm like,
you're a compromiser.
I try to chameleon myself and be like, oh, not chameleon. It's the reverse of that, isn't it? It's sort of a balance with the, okay.
Hey. Yeah.
Because she's cool and collected / depressed behind the eyes, I think I go,
well, then I can let my freak flag fly.
It's like when people are really entertaining, I become very boring.
Yeah, I think I do
don't
that.
Feel any pressure. I'm just like, you do it.
You take it, girl.
Yeah.
Can I take a sip of water?
Please take a sip of water.
Drink the whole time.
We would love that.
Yeah.
I notice in these situations, I really feel the need to lead the conversation.
When like just you're in the guest on a situation, I always feel the need to be like, tell me, Nikki, let's get into you.
Right.
Quick recap.
I do that in therapy. I find myself going, but seriously, like, are you okay?
Yeah.
My therapist like, this is not what any of us are here to do.
Yeah. No, we are here to talk about you.
It's all about you today. Your life-changing moments. Do you dwell on life-changing moments?
No, because actually in preparation for this podcast, I was like, huh, okay, let me think. And actually, I think I've come prepared, as is my way.
Thank you.
But I'm someone who reads every line of an email that I get sent.
Ooh.
I'm not skimming. I'm not going, oh, they bolded. I go line by line.
Line by line.
Line by line.
I like it.
I'm a hot skimmer.
You're a hot skimmer?
Yeah.
You are hot.
But thank
come
you.
On, stop bringing it up. Skimmer.
I'm a hot skimmer. And I barely read emails.
See? It's the contrast. It's the crunchy with the smooth.
Exactly.
So I don't think I've had I don't feel that I've had a lot of life-changing. Ooh, what if I don't think a lot about sliding doors. That's the articulate version of what I'm trying to say. I don't think a lot about sliding doors.
So you don't really dwell. You don't think, oh, that could have been a completely different situation.
Maybe, you know what, maybe I have this when I, in my 20s, I was a New York City waitress.
Cool.
Isn't it? It is and it isn't all at
it's
the cool same time.
It's cool to me because it's from the movies.
We've seen them in the movies.
You've seen it in the movies. Even though when you are living that life, you're
like.
Were you
on rollerblades?
Can you imagine?
I just love that.
Yeah.
Me in my 20s on rollerblades, I think I could have pulled it off.
Absolutely.
I
think you could do it now.
Thank you. I used to wear the shortest shorts in my 20s.
Yes.
I said to one of our friends and colleagues the other day, who is like 24, which is not how old I am. And I said something about, we were talking about someone that I dated at some point, and I made reference to my body or somehow some way that I felt my body was when I was like 24. Mm-hmm. And I said it. And she and I looked at each other, and there was a pause. And she was like, "Oh, your body still looks really, really amazing." It was so transparent. I was like, "I think I did know what I was up to, but I didn't fully know until she and I had that very practice punch."
Yeah,
I was like, "What's being asked of me? What's I can deliver you."
Yeah. I love that.
But so I'm in New York, and I think that in New York. I was really, there was some path I could have taken that would have been easier in many ways than the careers that we all share. And I think I could have climbed to the, I think I could have been the maitre d', running, doing everything
at the
top of the line New York restaurant. I think I could have gone that road.
One of those people that everyone in New York knows.
Everyone in New York knows her. You want a table at Sag? All right. I really think so much of that could have been in me.
And I think so too.
I did a job
I'm excited
once
about it.
Are you excited about, like, maybe I'll get into it at 50? When I used to seat people, this is when I would hostess, not waitress. I'd get Mickey, Sarah, I've got your table. Come with me, girls.
Oh.
Chatting, sit you down. And I would push the table in and I'd go, have fun tonight.
I am so attracted to this energy.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it powerful?
Isn't it powerful?
And I'd wear some power heel. I mean,
100%.
I want to ask you to join us.
Yes.
And it's like the whole thing is like, I've got a secret. And I'm letting you in.
Welcome to my home, and I check in and be like, are we having a nice time?
Okay. You two are important to me. You're special to me.
You're special and you're important.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes in the lowest moments of these jobs that we do, I think, God, I should have just fucking...
Yeah.
I should have been.
Power maitre d'.
And it's very, I suppose, very arrogant to assume that I could have been a power maitre d'.
No, I like it.
No, you could have done it.
Sometimes we know these things about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know that about me.
And literally, as you were doing that, I was like, I see it.
I see
this life, and I love it. I love it so much. I'm like, there's like only a slight bit of me that's like, and I love your comedy, so there's like, but there's a slight bit of me right now that's like sad for this reality not to exist.
Sad for the restaurant industry of New York City.
I have that where I think I could have been a really good bin man.
Okay. Oh, I don't. Tell me more.
I just am really good at putting the bins out.
Are you?
Yeah, like really good.
This is such a dad energy. I'm really good at putting them out right now.
And I think I'd thrive. I think I'd be one of those that like rides on the back of the truck. And I'd know everyone in the street.
Yes,
like,
I do think
all right, darling. How you doing? How's it going this morning?
So you have like a different accent.
Yeah, I'm a completely different human being. I'd love it. I think it'd be great.
There's another side of you.
Completely different side of me. And I'd be filthy all the time. And I'd like thrive.
How often do you shower? Every day?
Most days. It's a different life, you know?
It's a different life.
How often do you shower? Or bathe? Does anyone here bathe?
I can't.
I bathe, yeah.
You do bathe. You seem like you might bathe.
I'm a bathe guy.
Yeah, you seem like you might be a bathe guy.
Yeah. Bathing all the time.
My boyfriend bathes so much. Yeah. And he cannot take baths.
He's never not bathing.
It feels passive aggressive.
It's him. What about you? What?
He's bathing for two.
Oh, just because like I have a like sensitive like vaginal area, so I can't go in the bath. But he doesn't have that.
Is that to do with yeast?
Yeast?
It's a yeast situation.
I've mentioned it so often.
Yeah.
It has to do with, so if you have like high vaginal yeast levels, you can't take a bath because you get a UTI very quickly.
Yeah. Yes. We have a yeast drinking game with the podcast every time Mickey says yeast.
Yeah.
Take
a
shot.
Yeah.
We've killed three people this way.
That's so interesting.
So it is like but my boyfriend loves to bathe. Yeah. And so he's constantly in a bath. And I do feel like it's pointed at this point.
You couldn't bathe without putting your vagina in as well, could you? It's really
no,
hard.
Yeah.
It's the one bit.
First.
Yeah.
Do you crave a bath and you can't? This is the idea.
Yeah, because I used to love it.
Right.
Yeah,
so that's
I was always in the bath. Yeah.
Which is why.
Which is why
we're here now.
Yeah, it's like, wait, when you overindulge.
I don't mean to be thick, but I can't tell it. Like, you are joking. Like, her taking a lot of baths didn't actually cause
me as a child
yeast
taking
change.
a lot of baths did not change.
Did that? That's anything. Just something that is in your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Do you have high yeast levels?
No, I don't think so.
Is it unique to you, or do a lot of women have this and you're the first woman I'm meeting?
No, I think a lot of people have it. I think maybe they don't want to say it as much as I do.
Oh my God, I love it.
Can't think
why. But when it sort of like all went awry, I got told a very specific amount of things to do, and it has to do with like breathable underwear, blah, blah, blah. But one was like, no baths, stop doing hot yoga.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of them is a tragedy. The other is a gift.
I've never done a hot yoga.
Oh, I didn't want to throw
so
up.
I was always bathing and I loved a hot yoga.
Yeah, that's the...
I was sick.
I don't like to be pushed to the limits in quite that way.
Me neither.
Well, that's fair.
I like to meander.
Should we ask Sarah before
Let's ask Sarah.
On another yeast tear?
Yes. A little yeast.
Do you have
journey.
Like a big sort of like near miss moment in your life that you want to talk
yes,
about?
Yes, I'm treating it as near death.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, it's that's an oversell.
No, I love it.
It's terrible. So I have lived in the UK now. For 10 years. Mm-hmm. But 10 years before that, I did like a semester abroad in the UK when I was still at university. So it was a young thing. And I was sitting in front of like a sandwich shop, like picking up guys, like across the road. There were like some guys. Because you know, then at the time you're like in your early 20s and it's like English people have very sexy accents at this point. Mm-hmm. You get it. Mm-hmm. Now I've lived here 10 years. It does nothing for me. But back in, you know, something like a foreign accent.
Nothing.
20 years. Scottish one now, I think.
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I liked when you were being the bin man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like how like in films, you hear these like Hugh Grant posh accents. And you're like, ooh. And then you come here and the class system seeps in and you're just like.
Oh, it's not sexy anymore. Yeah. You know the context of it.
And also it seemed, you know, for a minute there, it seemed foreign. And now it just seems like everyone I know. So anyway, so basically I wound up sort of on this date suddenly with this guy who joined me at this coffee shop. It was like a sandwich shop and we were sat outside. And so I was actually sitting sort of as I am on this chair right now. So forward, perched. Like this.
Leaning forward, elbow on the table.
Yeah, sort of being like, oh, wait, tell me more about
it's
you.
It's a classic date stance.
Thank you.
It's,
you both
I'm
have
interested.
A lovely way with words. Perched, and it's a classic date stance.
Yeah. Leaning forward, body language.
Open,
interested.
Yes. Adorable, etc.
Yes.
Yeah.
And basically a brick loosened itself from the building. And it was a metal chair. And so I was just sat there and I suddenly heard like an extremely loud noise. And this guy that I was with was like, and I looked back and a brick had fallen with such force
no.
right behind my back that it broke through the metal.
What?
And was now on.
Sarah.
I know. And it was a nothing. It wasn't like I've had sort of other, like I was in a really bad bike accident where I could have died.
Sure, sure.
But that was all, then there was like bad effects on my body. And then you're processing this, you're sort of forced to process this thing that's happened because yeah. your ankle's broken and your shoulder's dislocated. But this, it was like I was completely unscathed. But if I'd been back just by.
Oh my God.
An know, inch, yeah, you'd be dead.
Or significant brain damage, right?
Oh my God.
Isn't that dramatic?
It's so dramatic.
Is that
and it broke through a metal chair.
That's the key detail to really illustrate the force, is that it fell with enough velocity that it broke the chair. How are any of us yeah. alive?
It's insane.
Did you just carry on being on a date?
Yeah,
did
I carried you, on being on a go, date. Yeah, we were like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Was that crazy? So then there was like a lot of that was crazy. And then we continued going on the date.
Yeah.
Did any part of you think we should get married?
Well, do you know what it did? It did turn into one of my loves.
Yeah.
Like, I've, you know, we've all had our few loves. And he was like one of the college love. That guy became my college love, an English guy.
Bonded in trauma.
Did he like come over to the US and stuff?
What did he do? What happened? So that was like right when I'd arrived to the, so I had like a few months. Mm-hmm. Then we did long distance and he would visit in Chicago and New York.
Such a classic. Long distance is amazing because you're fooling yourself, which is such a fun thing to
do.
Oh
my God.
And then the second thing is you're lying to yourself, which is great. And then the second thing is like every time you see each other is so passionate and like big that you're fooling yourself into thinking that it's bigger than it is because everything is heightened.
Because it's almost like the first time every time you see a person.
Yeah, you're just like,
we don't have much time.
It's all dramatic.
You don't have time to realize how terrible they are.
Yeah, it's great.
This is all. Have you ever done long distance?
No.
You have, though. You're speaking like a woman who knows.
Yes. I do long distance. I think I have the object permanence thing where I'm like, if they're not in front of me, I'll.
Oh my God, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I did. That was like my whole thing, I think. Even when I met my husband, it was long distance. I've always done it.
It's so great.
Because I think I like that.
It feels amazing.
Yeah, it does feel amazing. Feels amazing. Doesn't it?
Must be a good high when you're there, but big low when they're not.
But I think that's the addiction.
That's the addiction. Yeah.
It's the adrenaline.
Man.
When he dumped me, which he did a year and change later. He said, this was like, in retrospect, one of the best things that's ever happened to me just for the line. He said, so it had been long distance, blah, blah, blah. And so it had gotten hard. It was like a year in, blah, blah, blah. And so we decided, like, what are we doing? What is this? Should we take a week and just, like, not talk in both trying? Which is like, what are you even doing? But we come up with these rules to try and figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
So we have this week. And I'm like, this is my love. Like, this is... It's just, I know it's hard, but we figure it out because blah, blah.
Yeah.
So we have like a phone date that Saturday at 6:00. I'm in New York. We get on the phone. He goes, I want to speak first and I'm ready to declare my commitment.
Yeah.
He goes, I want to speak first.
It's good of him to do that.
I have told this story. Probably 10 times in my life. No, probably like 100 times.
Yeah.
No one has ever made that point. And I think it's a very fair one.
It's good. It was good of him to jump in before you said anything.
He was
else.
Like, I'm going to say something bad. So let's get in there.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Are you telling me that I need to reconsider this idea that he is the enemy?
No.
Possibly a whole person.
No. We don't know what he did. No. We don't know what he said.
It's actually fine. Here's what he said. It was actually fine.
But what did he say?
He said, I've been thinking about this and I love you so much.
No.
But I know I could love someone else more.
Okay, no, he's the enemy.
No,
he's the enemy.
But I think he's a hero.
That's so
because
funny.
Do you understand the clarity of that? So I mean, of course you do. It is so decisive. It is so clear. It spares you from years of... Should we? Shouldn't we? What is this? How do you feel? And like, a year later, he wound up. So actually, now since he moved to New York a few years before I moved to the UK, so for a decade now he's been. You know, we've done this weird switcheroo. The point is, it was a gift, ladies.
Long term, gift.
That is
a gift.
That is so cruel.
Like, you are that, you are so good.
You are so great.
But I'm but someone else wanting will be great.
Yeah. But yeah. Don't you feel that that's what so many? Don't you feel that that is the essence of what so many of us feel if we end a relationship?
I'm so bold that, to I, say it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Why? It's like,
useful.
Yeah. It's the subtext of most breakups, yes, isn't yes, it? Yes. Yeah. You know, I care about you.
I, you know what? I have for been like, actually, that was like a great, that was like actually evidence of a decent man. Mm. And you saying like, it was good of him to go, let me speak first.
Yeah.
So after whatever that was, 20 years, this was like 25 years ago, yeah, yeah. 20 years ago. I view him as a decent person and a hero.
I think you can. And I also think you should, because like, even if he wasn't, it's better to think back on those things with like a positive.
He stopped you from declaring your love to him before he was going to break up with you. Yeah, and then he broke up with you with such clarity that it was a clean break.
Mm-hmm. It was very healthy and kind.
There's nothing you could talk back to him about. You know, it was cruel. The words were cruel. But ultimately, like the clarity of those words
was
the kindest
and
thing
kind.
I've been broken up with many times. And some of them were so vague. Mm. That you're just like, for years you're just like, but I actually think we might still be in
love.
Maybe
we're still dating.
Yeah.
I once got a text that was a breakup that just said, "Stay gold, pony girl." And I was like, what? And I kept reading it. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's a breakup.
Is that an American man?
Yeah. And yes. Someone was like, and I messaged her. I was like, whoa, what is this? And it was like, oh, it is this reference to this film or something. Something. Yeah. But I was like, oh. Okay.
Well, it's like Pony Boy is from a movie, right?
Yes. So it's whatever Pony Boy is. Yeah. It's a reference to that, but I can't remember what it was.
I've never heard amazing. Of any of this. Absolutely I would be so amazing. Confused. And to this day, I would still think we were dating.
Yeah. Yeah
exactly.
Because I'd be like, well, thanks, baby.
Yeah, I have stayed golden.
You stayed gold too.
You did stay
Love
gold.
Love you so much. Yeah.
Have you got any like sliding doors moments? You already said that you...
Yeah, I do. I feel that what I brought to you in terms of the originality of my near death... Yeah, I am lacking in my sliding doors.
That's not to worry.
But, well, you know, I think my only real sliding doors was when I met my husband, because it was so, it wasn't like we were working together or friends of a friend or an internet. It was like this thing where we were just both he was visiting New York and we happened to be in the same place.
We love a love story.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm.
We met in New York.
Right place, right time.
Right place, right time. And then if it hadn't been for that, you know.
Yeah.
My child wouldn't be my child. I wouldn't like, it was so contingent on this.
So where did you meet him?
So before I did stand-up, I used to host The Sounds, less cool than waitressing in New York in my 20s.
Yes.
Get ready for this sentence.
That was already.
I used to host like a storytelling night.
Oh, this is, yeah.
It's heartbreaking,
You
isn't
could
it?
Never have been a power maitre d'. I'm so sorry.
No, I could have. I can give you context to convince you that that is still my story. Yeah. But it was like this podcast
don't take this
thing.
Away from me.
Don't take me. It's The Moth. So The Moth was actually like sort of a little bit high status, if I can say.
Great.
Okay. She's not believing it because she's heard the word storytelling.
I'm upset.
And she is being an elitist stand-up
and
comic.
And I'm on a storytelling podcast. And Sarah. I'm like, no.
Sarah.
Uh-huh.
You have to keep an open mind.
Open mind.
Did any of it rhyme?
Stop. We're saving that for my Patreon story.
Okay. Go ahead.
But at this stage, nothing rhymed. Okay. If you're asking if that's a phase I went through, it possibly was.
I can't wait.
Okay, but that's not what we're talking about now. Mm-hmm. Where we're at now is a little bit cooler. It's a little bit sellout. It's a little bit like line around the block.
But yes,
also it is storytelling. It's not line around the block for anything that has to do with me.
But you're hosting.
The organization got this thing and then I would come in and host once in a while. So my husband was here for work and one of his colleagues listened to the podcast this podcast because it had a little bit of a thing to it.
Ooh.
So she's like, oh, I noticed they're doing a live show when we have to be in New York. Should we go?
Ooh.
So they were all there and then the show ended and I, you know, and it was very like, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. You know, like being good fans, ladies. And then they were working on a radio show and they were down a guest. So someone was like, ask the host if she can do it tomorrow.
Oh.
So they were like, can you? So he came up to me, which is so not like he's so someone who would say to some be like, you go, I'm not talking to someone. And so that was how we met. Was him being like, hi, did it. And then he said something and I was like, this sounds dumb. Like, I didn't say that out loud, but I was like, I'm not whatever this is. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, send me. And then they said like Radio City Music. And I was like, oh,
You have piqued my interest.
Oh, this sounds worthy. And so then that was how Enzo, that was how we met. So it just would not have happened if they hadn't been there when I was, you know, and I only hosted once a month. It wasn't like I was there every night.
And you have that colleague to thank for bringing him along.
I know.
To that thing.
If she hadn't dragged him, if he hadn't agreed.
And that was, it was one of the reasons that he went up to you, even though that's not like him, because he was like, hubba hubba.
No, he wasn't like hubba. And to the, and one of the, you know, we started this, me being like, is my hair looking okay? Is he said that he, when he saw me close up, he thought, on stage, he thought I was 15 years older than I was.
What?
This didn't come out initially, but he was like he, I think he very much didn't feel hubba hubba.
Yeah.
Until he saw you close up.
And then once I was like, I really, I've always had a face that responds very dramatically to lighting. We all do, but I am telling you, me with a goddamn ringlet, like all set up versus me in bright lighting at 8 a.m. in the morning is shocking how different I can look. Like, like really, really startling.
You're a slow burn hubba hubba.
I'm a slow burn hubba hubba. You got to light me right.
I will say, I think I have a little bit of this because every time I've ever done a photo shoot for this job, which we all have to do, my agent's been like, you're very attractive. In a way that I'm like, yeah, but you're saying this with so budget. Much surprise. Like on a budget with makeup on, he's just like, okay.
But can I say, I don't think that's your,
this as a hot person.
I don't think that's angles for you. I think that you're not like a makeup person, right?
Mm. Or looks good in light.
You do look good in light. Anyway.
In the light.
You don't look good in
the light of day. You're like a hot vampire. Yeah, she's really sexy when the moon comes out.
Yeah, yeah. But that is how I think I am sexy if the moon comes out. Like I like lose my water retention. Like my face de-puffs across the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hit me
yeah.
with a ring light, but fucking
yeah.
I have seen people who like always see me when I drop my son off at school, see me at other points in the day and be like, what? Wait, not like I'm so hot here, but like it's so startling how different I can look. So anyway, I think there was something about the lighting on that goddamn stage. And I think my hair wasn't sitting well, which it tends to not.
Right.
And so he didn't do hubba hubba until I really got to show my nice personality.
Oh,
which is like really depressing and sweet all at the same time.
Reassuring.
I don't know. Because I felt like like when women, I have, you know. I have friends who are very attractive women and they have like stories of, not stories of trauma like in terms of harassment, but stories of trauma in terms of like objectification, like being made to feel like they're the hot girl on the guy's arm and going off in the bathroom to cry because they're, you know.
Yeah.
And I've like really had to catch up with the idea that that's a traumatic thing to happen.
Right, yeah.
Because, oh, no, of course, yeah. Because we are taught like, by films and all that, that that's great.
Yeah, and also, you know, I've... Maybe cut this as well. Like, I've never felt insecure about my personality.
Right.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm funny. I'm, that's, you know, not a bad thing I'm to say. A nice. It's just like my need to feel pretty has always been so much more intense than any need to feel like I can carry on a conversation or be treated like I'm the smartest or all that kind of stuff.
But it is that thing of like when you're in school, you are kind of like either like a hot one. Or you're like a fun one.
Yeah. And like, so if you're like a fun one, you're like, Jesus Christ, let me feel like a hot one.
Yeah.
And then the hot ones want to feel like fun ones.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's whatever you're lacking. Grass is always greener.
And then if you're like me, you're both.
Hey, baby, I was going to say it. You're done with it. You an adulterer anymore?
I just feel like, you know, just tone it down. Just for one.
I think I'm like, not much of either.
Here we go.
I'm like half.
This I like. Yeah.
Half of the evil, like semi good looking and like sometimes fun.
You're always funny, but maybe only sometimes fun.
Not always fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I love those stories.
Really nice stories. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good. Right.
That was the end of the sentence. And it was a good one, wasn't it?
It was beautiful.
I said it right.
You're so fluid.
Where can people find you if they're looking for you?
Sarah, spelled Sarah.
Yeah.
Baron. With 2 hours.
Baron.
1 million. The least accessible.
1 million?
And Twitter handle.
Oh, yeah. No. You do have 1 million.
I have 1 million. But I think if they put in Sarah, if you put in Sarah, spelled Sarah, and Baron, I'll pop up for you.
100%.
For sure.
Like if they follow you and you follow me.
We will also link to it in the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We will bloody link.
And if you Google Sarah Baron comedian, you'll find it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
And you can see the variation in how I appear in photos.
Great. Yeah. Well, and they can find out about your shows and everything you're doing.
The slow burn hubba bubba.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing, well, it's interesting. I'm doing this podcast about Succession, but that's about to end and it's transforming into something else, but I can't give it a one sentence pitch yet.
Ooh,
so.
Okay. Fun though.
We'll have you back on when you can do it.
Yeah. Have me back on when I can do like a proper
an amendment
pitch.
Yeah.
All right, amazing.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Am I supposed to stand up and exit now?
Yeah, you must leave.
Sarah Baron, everybody!
Sarah Baron.
What?
In the heck went on with that brick?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little bit turned on by her maitre d' character.
Oh my God. Yeah, we need to get some footage out there in the world.
I genuinely was like, I love this. I'm sad because like it was good. I'm sure it was good on audio, but the actual act out of her getting the people seated. Mm-hmm.
I'll stick a little Baron footage on Patreon.
Sexy energy. I loved it.
You can have a little.
Yeah,
look
have
at
a
that.
Have a just have a I'll look at her energy. It's fantastic.
So good.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for rating and liking and stuff. Please keep doing that. That's amazing.
We love what you're giving us. We love taking it.
We love taking it. No, Sarah, why have you immediately done this? You do this every time.
It always gets saucy in the post-amble.
Okay, let's just go quickly through this. Please sign up to Patreon because we have extras and lots of lovely stuff there.
Somebody's coming in the door.
Also, someone's coming in the door because it's their time.
Thank you so much for listening.
So thank you for listening.
We're being silenced.
So we have 1 minute left.
We're being silenced.
thank you for listening. Come to my preview on the 29th of May.
Yeah,
Murray,
do that. Go there. We love you.
We love you.
I love you so much. If this is the last you hear from me, I was murdered.
You will hear us next time, Sarah.
You will hear us next time. Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.